The first experiment with the state's new public campaign financing law went out with a whimper. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the method of parlaying private dollars into a public match fell short in the race for the state controller.
In order to get $1.2 million in state funds for his campaign, Republican state controller candidate Bob Antonacci needed to get 2,000 people to donate between $10 and $175, and it had to amount to at least $200,000 from those donors. In the end, he fell about $50,000 short.
Well, that's 500 people at 100 bucks a piece. That's tough to do. It really is. But I needed help. I needed help from the party. I needed help from leadership. And frankly, there were parts of the state that just didn't come through for us.
Antonacci says there was little or no support from Long Island, noting most of the donations came from Central New York, where he's known because he's Onondaga County's controller. He's in a race against incumbent Democrat Thomas DiNapoli, who's raised $2 million for his campaign and chose not to take part in the public financing option. Antonacci says he's not bitter about trying to use this campaign financing tool and suggests there could be some tweaking of the rules, but overall says New York State needs something like this to encourage more candidates to run for public office. DiNapoli's expected to win re-election, with polls giving him a double-digit lead over Antonacci. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.